Tali, very, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Africa.
How are you doing?
We are okay.
So what does it really mean? It must have been very, very frightening as it's been developing in Italy. For some reason, Italy being the sort of ground zero of Europe to some extent for the virus.
Yeah. I think, we were the first of the Western countries to go into quarantine. I think the first reaction for any kind of negative news is denial first. I think that was quite hard in the beginning. You think to yourself, oh no, this can't happen. It's not, I mean, really, we're living in 2020, but actually what our government has asked us to do is to just be still so we can stop spreading the virus. And we have seen there is a little village, near Lombardia, I forget the name now, that have been on lockdown for 3 weeks, and yesterday they had no cases of corona. So we're all really, really hopeful that is the right thing to do, and that is going to happen for all of us really soon, because I don't know about you guys, the idea of staying home for 2 or 3 weeks with the children and no school and not really meant to go out and move around too much, except to the supermarket or, you know, for a quick walk, because otherwise we'd all lose our minds. That is very, very limiting, very, very restrictive.
And of course,
it's not easy.
Living in a place like Venice where the homes are small and people are used to being out in the streets. You know,
moving
South Africa,
around, right.
you've been here, you know us. In South Africa, we have a little bit more space. So a lot of people have gardens. They can run, they can play, the kids can play outdoors. In Venice, obviously, that is much more problematic.
Right, much more. Absolutely. I think, you know, every country has its unique markers. And so I think, for example, Israel is very, very densely populated, and that's their challenge for this coronavirus. We have 25% of our population is they're older people. And so that's one of the markers for us that makes it, you know, that we have to think about.
Yes. How do you manage?
It's not easy, guys.
How do you manage psychologically waking up every day knowing that it's another day indoors with kids, without kids, no matter, you know, you've got kids, that's your challenge. Somebody else might be living on their own, that's their challenge, the loneliness,
and
the boredom.
Right. So I spoke to someone actually in Israel recently who's had to self-quarantine for a week because he was in contact with someone who had coronavirus. He said to me one of the hardest things for being completely on his own was that he hasn't had any physical contact with another human for a week, which I thought was very, very, it really, really struck me. Obviously, we don't have that issue. There's 5 of us in our house. But I think that it's kind of a work in progress. On the one hand, we want to maintain some routine. On the other hand, you know, we've relaxed the routine a little bit just because, you know, we want to take it a little easier and we want it to be a little easier on ourselves. It's a bit hard for my husband. He's never home and now he's home. Yesterday was home all day.
That's true.
And all he did was cook breakfast and cook lunch and cook dinner.
Yeah, I think we're going to have
trying to figure
men
out
battling a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. He's never home, and to sit home all day and to think about how to pass his time. And, you know, in the small space, not to lose our temper too much or not to get frustrated with the kids. It's a challenge, but I think I really feel that it's an opportunity for us to meet it head on. It's time for us to learn to be more patient with our children. It's time for us to figure out how to spend more quiet time. I really do feel that way, even if it's a bit hard on, but
so how long
a
have,
lot all at
how,
once
how long have you guys been in quarantine?
We've been in quarantine, what is it today, Friday? So I think since Sunday, really, like, properly.
Right.
And I reckon it's going to be at least another two weeks. And hopefully, but I think what we're all really rooting for is to get the same results as that little village in Lombardia where, you know, the spread just stops. It's a horrible, you know, it's true. You know, again, denial dictates in our brain that we're always trying to think of the good. And so I think people are thinking, oh, it can't be that bad and you only really get it if you're old. And but it's not completely true. There are some cases, where, you know, younger people have it, and certainly we've had a few cases. There have been a few cases in Israel where there's some children that are affected, you know, because I've heard a lot of children don't get coronavirus.
Yeah.
You know, there are always exceptions to everything. So I think you have to stay positive. It's not easy. It really isn't. It really, really isn't. But you have to stay positive and try to think of, you know, just how to minimally structure your day and be reasonable and know that it's, you know, it's going to pass and it's going to be temporary.
Well, I think that is the important thing.
I don't know. Your listeners are, who are your listeners? Are they Africans? Are they Jewish Africans? I mean,
they're South Africans. So I would say about 50% of our listeners are Jewish, 50% aren't, but a full range of South African listeners.
So I recently started a practice, in the Jewish world is called the Daf Yomi, right?
It's right. Yes.
You learn one page of Talmud every day, and the cycle takes 7.5 years. I was very inspired by the fact that it was 7.5 year cycle. I was amazed that people could do something every day, a page every day for 7.5 years. But when I decided to take it on, I thought to myself, gosh, if I think of that 7.5 years, I'll never do it, right? Never.
Right.
The fact is, the best way to think about it is to start with the first chapter, right? To start with the first chapter. The first chapter was 64 days. That wasn't too bad, right?
Right.
So every day I said, today I'm going to do a page. So I think, you know, although I think in 2020 we've all come to understand that we have this big picture idea, actually this is something we should not think about, the big picture. I think we should just take it day by day, very short, that if you get through the day, you've done great.
I think
honestly that's the way to do it.
It really is one step at a time, one day at a time.
Yeah.
It really is that.
And we're very lucky also because, you know, the way we've chosen to educate our children, they go to public school here. We don't have a local Jewish school. And I've actually, for the last 5 years, been running an online European Jewish school. So that's also been very, very nice in the sense that obviously the online school can continue as usual. You know, every second day the children do have some lessons. They do meet other children. They're going to start praying together every morning starting from Sunday. That's something we've instituted as an extra during this time. And we're thinking about offering classes to all sorts of children, you know, just for this period so that, you know, kids can be together and they can learn together for the next holiday. You know, Pesach is coming, and I think a lot of Jews all over the world are wondering what kind of Seder they're going to have, what kind of holiday they're going to be planning. It's going to feel maybe a little basic, a little warlike, a little, we don't know what's going to be available. We don't know what kind of, you know, trade movements are going to be possible. Are we going to be able to get our matzahs? So I think just trying to put normality, especially if you have kids, that obviously helps a lot. You've got to give them the normality. And so that helps us really to just do, you know, the normal steps of every day. Hope that it's going to be over soon.
And I believe it will be. Look, they have shown, and all the research is showing, that the one way to stop this is, and the only way to flatten this curve is to isolate people, to be still.
Yeah.
It's exactly, and I love that, actually.
To spread it. So literally, like, the governor of Veneto of our region has begged us. He said, do not chat to your neighbor. Do not have friends over for dinner. And it's quite shocking when you hear him, but he says, I promise, I swear. He said, that's all we need to flatten the curve. He said, every time you go out, you have to think about the germs you're bringing home, right? Just don't, you know, try and, you know. So that's what we're hopeful for. We're really hopeful that we'll be within some sort of time frame that we will be able to get organized for Pesach.
Right.
that's always, you know, we're always thinking about the, you know, planning ahead. I think that's very human.
It is human, and I think it's important at the same time is to know that, you know, life is going to
normality.
Go on. And it is going, it might be 2 weeks, it might be four weeks, or it might be 6 weeks. And as hard as it is to think about that, the reality is everybody, you know, please God, will get through this. And, I just love that expression of be still. Just be still. You
be
don't need
still.
To. And I think there's so much, everything about us says rush out and buy toilet paper because we don't want to be still.
Yeah.
We want to do. But actually, this is the biggest lesson for the 21st century is maybe we have to stop and be still.
Tali Basalia. You don't actually need that much toilet paper, right? You don't actually need, even
and
for 6 weeks.
Did you hear that, Did you hear that, Zanati?
Much.
This is coming from somebody in quarantine.
Yes.
You don't need that much toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that much toilet paper. You need some food, but be reasonable. And you know what? When we're here,
and
you
gin.
Know, we are
you
planning
need gin.
Meals.
You need gin.
Yeah, you definitely need gin. No question about that.
Okay, and that's from somebody.
Listen, mentally, it's not easy. You've got to keep yourself as well as physically. You've got to maintain yourself mentally. And mentally, it's not easy. You really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You really don't know what's going to change tomorrow. But let's be honest, guys. We never know. We think we do, maybe more other times than we do now, but we never know.
I think
that's
you're absolutely right. And this is the lesson of this. Tali Basalia, we do have to leave it there. I've been chatting to Tali, who lives with her family in Venice. They are in quarantine. Stay safe, stay healthy, be well. And
Thank you so much, Africa as well. Take care of yourselves and just take it easy, one step at a time.